The necessary the necessary sexumvirate of Prince, Proudhon, Nicola, Karl Popper, Alice, and Paul. Part 15, Claims Bigger Than States. It is Paul's method and the insights to which it, his powers of reflection, led him that we are studying in his Romans exposition of sin versus striving toward wholeness. And again, sin is to deviate from the truth, we will be saying shortly. We have missing bits, I argued, in waking up, freeing ourselves from work, which we're trying to restore per Emily's orders to do with that gap, and that embarking on this process, the reclaiming of one's own self, puts us at odds with the state. Those few words, reclaiming oneself, puts us at odds with the state, are a summary of Paul's experience once he separated to the truth that we've been denied access to. That summary, because Christianity, in becoming a religion, became power hiding behind a different visage. But this strategy of powers only works if you keep the children conned, because the sheepskin covering on power is so ill-fitting a garment. It cannot serve our purpose of living fully, which we will continuously reassert. It cannot serve our purpose of developing our thought. Because power, no matter how disguised, demands our obedience. A demand we only submit to because, as Proudhon explained, it is within us to defer to authority that's legitimate. Right? They use our own nature against us. We're going to be thinking more about that part of us, the built-in quality of deferring to legitimate authority. Because there is an authority that's true, is the point. And that we want to cleave to, that we want to serve, because to align with that means life continuous, while to align with power means death.
I love you, baby, but not like I love my guitar. love.